Simple4Radio.com.
When you're shamed by the appearance of your teeth, simple things like smiling can seem embarrassing. A rejuvenated look is what you need. At Modern American Dentistry, you can get the perfect smile with a makeover using supermodel veneers and crowns. Simply tune in to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold starting June 10th to learn more.
Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas.
Hi, I'm Susan Shengazar. I am the advocate. Are you a healthcare professional facing burnout? Do you have a heart for the homeless? Have you ever been a victim of domestic violence or sexual abuse? You can learn from my experiences in my books, The Anointing of Mercy from the Heart of a Parish Nurse. Or I'll meet you at Winston Wall Street Journal's Journey to My Father's Palace, Destiny, Coincidence, You Decide. You can find these books on Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, or Zulon Press, or Google me.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
ForRadio.com.
Get your smile on with Dr. Joel Gold, your peek into oral health, cosmetic dentistry, and wellness solutions from Modern American Dentistry.
All right. Hi, everybody out there. I am so excited to be speaking to you all. This is the premiere episode of Get Your Smile On with me, Dr. Joel Gould. What I promise is this is going to be the most interesting, stimulating, and exciting internet radio show all about dentistry, but it's much bigger than that. When I decided that I was going to have a radio show, the first thing I thought was, oh, gosh, people are going to think, why would I want to listen to a radio show about dentistry? He's going to tell me to floss. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. I am not going to tell any of you to floss. I'm going to make it so that you want to. So I'm pretty excited to be here. And first thing I want to really say is, you know, who am I and why should you care? Well, I'm the CEO of Modern American Dentistry. We are a multifaceted global dental brand bringing you products, exciting news, tips, and tricks. I am the author of the number one best-selling book, The Perfect Smile, which is released this month on Amazon. I write a column on cosmetic dentistry for Pageantry Magazine that is seen in 52 countries around the world. And I have treated over 250,000 patients at my practice in Canada and the U.S. That's a lot of people. So I'm pretty excited to be able to put everything that I know about dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, and wellness dentistry. This is my 25th year of practice in dentistry, and what's important to know and why I should be able to speak about a lot of things is that I've had an incredible broad range of experience from public health dentistry, pediatrics, geriatrics, cosmetic dentistry, and I've basically reimagined, reestablished, rebuilt multiple dental practices both in the United States and Canada. And I'm here now in Southern California with my group, Modern American Dentistry. We are five dentists in three locations, Northridge, Santa Monica, and Manhattan Beach, which is my flagship location. And this is exactly where I'm speaking to you from, beautiful Manhattan Beach, California. So my format for my radio show is sort of interesting. I really want to make sure that I bring an exciting and interesting set of topics to discuss. And the most important part of what I want to talk about today is really to define what is wellness dentistry. Well, it's interesting. Wellness dentistry is a catch-all expression for what all of modern dentistry has come to be, have evolved over all these years. And, you know, with 25 years experience and experience in two countries and all the things that I've seen and all of the interesting topics that I've covered, I really wanted to put together something that would bring dentistry into the modern age. Most people, when they think about going to their dentist, they've got an image of a sort of a man with a white high collar polyester coat and those funny glasses, and that in pain. Let's not kid ourselves. So dentistry has evolved in some incredible ways. If you haven't been to the dentist in a long time, I hope that this will be your call to action. Dentistry is fantastic these days. It's painless. It's easy. And especially at my offices, we try and make everything as accessible as possible. When you come to one of my offices, I'm not going to bother you about flossing. We're going to show you the latest trips and techniques. Whoop, first radio show mess up. All right, moving on. So why is dentistry and wellness dentistry even important? Well, the first and most important thing is that the mouth is an integral part of who we are. It deserves much more attention than it's getting. And what I want to do is bring attention to how to get it healthy and to keep your mouth healthy in the easiest way possible. Now, why is the mouth so important? Well, some obvious things. Your mouth is where you take in nourishment. Think of all the great meals you've had. It's how you communicate. Think of all the important people you've spoken to and all the incredible things that you can say. It's how we reveal our outward expressions. It's how we become intimate when you think about kissing. If you are not confident about your smile, it can affect every aspect of who you are. People will not even want to smile. They'll cover their hand. And that's the type of thing where we start to realize just how important what your smile looks like and how you feel about it really is. Someone who's not confident about their smile will smile less. And smiling less is really just telling the general public and people that you meet that you're not that friendly. And I think that nobody wants to come out of the gate saying, I'm not that friendly. When you are happy and confident with how your teeth look, how your lips look, how your smile is, you're just going to be a happier, better, more communicative person. So dentistry has come a long way. We're not just dealing with teeth. We're dealing with all of the important structures that are associated. You know, dentists study head and neck anatomy. We study with medical doctors. We really are doctors of the mouth. Now, as a cosmetic dentist, what that means is that I look at everything. So I look at someone's smile from top to bottom. I see the crow's feet around their eyes and say, we can change that. I see the frown lines and number 11s between their eyes and know that I can use Botox in a really natural way to give you a youthful and refreshed look. We can use something called Juvederm, which is a dermal filler. And yes, you may have all seen episodes of whatever show where someone has their lips just too big. That is not our goal. My goal is to enhance and refresh and not to pervert with excess. These are things that people have on their minds. They're worried that when they have Botox, they're going to look funny, or if they have their lips taken care of, they're going to look weird. What I do and what most good cosmetic and wellness dentists do is we bring you back to the original you. If it's been a long time and you're looking tired, we can bring your smile back to a rejuvenated look. So when I do my lip augmentations, and yes, that is dermal filler like Juvederm injected into the lips, what we're going for is a restoration or an enhancement of your own natural and beautiful smile. So those are two elements that I bring to dentistry. And when you think about the face and what you do with your jaw and your mouth, think about the muscles that you use to elevate and close your mouth. And think about clenching and grinding. The muscles that you activate when you're clenching and grinding, they're all over your head and neck. This is much more far-reaching than just looking at your teeth. I do an incredible treatment for migraines and TMJ pain where I inject Botox all down the head. Sounds terrible, but it's really not painful. So today I really wanted to define what it is about dentistry that I want to bring to the table and some of the topics I'm going to be talking about. Now, I am excited because we have a fantastic guest who is my first guest on the show, and we'll get to her shortly. But just to give you an idea of what kind of things I'll be discussing. And just considering that there is a link between periodontal disease or gum disease and Alzheimer's disease. Now, this isn't just that we think. This is something that we know. That's a game changer. If you have a very small gum infection, that infection will cause a completely out of proportion reaction in your body, causing inflammation. There are studies that prove that periodontal disease untreated will help to initiate and to make Alzheimer's disease worse. The link between HPV, human papillomavirus, and oral cancer is really shocking. In future episodes, I'm going to talk about the vaccines that you can have your children be vaccinated with to avoid oral cancer. Oral cancer and HPV, human papillomavirus, is one of the biggest news topics that you're going to be hearing about in the future. This isn't a sexual thing. This is a health thing. If you think about the cost involved for women to be treated for with pap smears and the cervical cancer, it's astronomical. We are now adding in oral cancer, which is increasing in everyone, and not just smokers and drinkers. We know they're at risk, but now everyone's at risk. So in a future show, look forward to me giving you the details of what you can do to avoid oral cancer or limit your risk. Another incredibly important healthcare topic is sleep apnea. Now, this is one of my most fantastic, shocking, and scary topics to talk about. And I'm going to discuss this with all of my listeners, and I want to bring this one out slowly because sleep apnea, and particularly untreated, undiagnosed sleep apnea, is one of the largest public health issues that is going to affect our time. And I can't wait to give you, my listeners, the jump on what you need to know to stay healthy. It's really serious stuff, and I can't wait to discuss that one. You know, Dr. Oz says that your silver fillings are killing you. Now, is that really true? I have the answers. I can tell you the real truth about whether you should remove your fillings or not, whether they're making you sick or not, or whether that's just pure entertainment without any basis in science. We've also got topics that include anti-aging dentistry, and I'm going to reveal some really incredible things that everyone can do to keep themselves, their face, their smile looking young and beautiful. We're going to discuss TMJ, temporomandibular joint. Yes, you all have two of them, one on the right side and one on the left side, but everyone calls clenching and grinding TMJ. I'm going to give you the latest and most interesting information about TMJ and what you can do if you are having a problem with it. This is closely linked to migraines. We've got new great treatments that you can have at the dental office where we can treat your migraines with Botox. So the last topic that I'm really also excited to bring to you is something called the Clear Aligner Revolution. This is something I call invisible orthodontics. Clear aligners are a system of clear plastic trays that are custom fabricated just for you that accomplish almost exactly the same thing as regular fixed metal brackets, railroad tracks. Clear aligners have revolutionized orthodontics because the amount of people who are willing to be accepting to having a year and a half treatment has gone through the roof. It has increased about 75%, and this increase started pretty much exactly after the FDA approved clear aligners such as Invisalign and ClearCorrect. When the FDA approved these, we started to see orthodontics just about go through the roof. So I'm really excited to show you how what really has changed in dentistry, something as simple as orthodontics, has evolved to a whole different state. Now, I'll get to that topic shortly. And my guest is going to be the incredible Jennifer Cohen. And Jennifer Cohen is a number one best-selling author. She is a leading fitness authority, TV personality, and she appears regularly on television. She's been on The Doctors and Extra and Good Morning America. Today, I want her to be able to tell all of you about her incredible new book, Strong is the New Skinny. She's an incredible person. She's just had her second child, and the future of what you're going to see from her is showing how to get your baby body back into shape. Pretty fantastic. So I'm waiting to see, do we have Jennifer here on the line?
No.
All right,
Jennifer
apparently not.
No, Jennifer isn't here. just yet, Doctor. This is Maria DiGiovanni, and I wanted to welcome you to For Radio, and thank you so much, and I will let you know when she comes on.
Okay, well, thank you, Maria. So I got a bit off my clear aligners talk because there's something that I really want to say about it. Now, I've had a problem, and it's funny because I'm going to take you through a personal journey, and I'm not prepared to reveal exactly all the things that I have in store based on what I've been through, but what I can tell you is that I did not wear my grinding guard, my TMJ grinding guard, and I'm bad. I told all my patients to wear theirs, but I didn't wear mine. And when did I remember to wear it? I woke up in the middle of the night with my teeth stuck together in terrible pain. I woke up, sat straight up, and thought, what the heck am I doing? Where is my grinding guard? I'm telling all my patients to wear it. Luckily, I keep it pretty close by. I put it in. Unfortunately, what happened is I kind of destroyed my own bite and all my teeth shifted. The biggest issue is that I had to go back into orthodontics. And I went to my favorite orthodontist, Dr. Patty Panucci here in Manhattan Beach, who set me up with a set of regular old school braces, but they were clear brackets. Now, after the second or third week of my lips being cut to pieces, I went back to her and I said, Patty, cut these off. Now, we've got Jennifer on the line here, and I'm going to tell you much more of the clear aligner story because it really is revolutionary and will change people's lives. All right, Jennifer Cohen, are you on the line?
I sure am, Joel.
It's so great to hear your voice. I want to let everybody know that Jennifer Cohen, I sort of sold you before you got on the line. I told everybody how great you are, and I said that.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Joel.
Yeah. Well, you're great. And I said, you know, your new book, Strong as the New Skinny, pretty fantastic stuff, and I'm excited for everybody to get it. But I also let everybody know that you've just had your second baby, and what probably we're going to see from you, I'm hoping, is a book on how to lose the baby fat. You've probably already done it, haven't you?
I haven't done it yet, but I am planning on to, and I am working on it currently. So, yes, you're
okay.
you definitely are on the right track there.
No pressure at all. Okay. Well, you are probably going to be the most interesting, exciting guest that I have, and you're one of my best friends, and I want to have you on the show more than once, so I hope you're going to be okay with this. So what I want to do just today is introduce how I know you.
With an intro like that, Joel, how can I ever say no?
Well, you could, but you're not going to. So Jennifer Cohen is a fantastic person that I met when I first moved to Los Angeles 15 years ago. Now, the backstory here is important because I have this radio show exclusively because Maria DiGiovanni wanted to produce it for me, and I met her through Safe Passage, which any of you who don't know is a battered women's shelter. And it's not just a place for women to go for help. It's a place that helps women get back on their feet. So for myself, growing up, my father was a divorce attorney back in the 70s. Now, he was a defender of women at a time when there really weren't any. My father helped Jennifer's mother out of a terrible situation, and he helped her, you know, become more comfortable. So he's doing the type of things that Safe Passage was doing now. And so for me, the connection is really easy. When I came to L.A., my father called me and he said, Joel, I want you to listen to me very carefully. And yes, that's when my dad talks, because I'm going to quote him. He's a pretty hysterical character. He said, I have a number for you. Her name is Jennifer Cohen, and she's very busy. She's very important, and you need to call her. And I'll never forget just the way he said it, because I had this idea in my mind of this really busy, important Hollywood person, which you are, but you're also one of the most real and down-to-earth people that I've ever – I told you, Jennifer, I asked you if I could say anything, and you said yes. You said I could say anything. So I wanted just everyone to understand that you're somebody that I have known since I came to L.A. 15 years ago. You have been with me through thick and thin, sickness, health, and really for better or for worse than richer or poorer, so we kind of have a little bit of a history. We're not married, but
it sounds like we are, given the for richer,
well, you know,
for poor, for sickness and in health.
Well, you know, we've been through a lot together, and you know, I'm so excited for what you've done for yourself and your career, and I really wanted the opportunity to, you know, let all your fans know the other side of you. You know, this is very different. I'm a wellness dentist, and you know, who knows what that is, but I've sort of defined it, and people are going to find out that what I have to offer is really interesting, and what I have to offer is bringing in the most incredible people onto my show. And here you are. So,
and you are also an incredible dentist. Let's not forget that part.
Right. Okay, so that is one portion of, hold on, my shameless promotional portion. Jennifer, go for it. I'll give you 30 seconds to tell everybody how awesome I am.
No, you are. You're very meticulous. You're very particular. And you are a perfectionist, which, of course, everyone would love to have when they're working in their – when anybody would like that when someone's working in their mouth. So, you know, that is – and that was – I wasn't getting paid to say that. That's just the way I feel.
Right. You didn't read the notes that I gave you about
what
to say about
it. No, I didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't pass me $20 somewhere along the line, that's for sure.
Well, maybe one of your favorite salads at one of your favorite restaurants. So
maybe, if I get to be that lucky.
Okay, well, hey, so tell me, I want to talk to you about multiple different topics, but because today is the first show that I'm putting on, I really want you to introduce yourself, because I'm going to be calling you back. You're a health, wellness, and fitness expert, and I want you to say whatever you want to say about yourself to all my listeners, and I want you to talk about your new book. Go for it.
Wow. I mean, really, usually I have a situation where people ask me particular questions, you know, but really I just write about anything depending on what you're talking about. I have a column in Forbes, which is all about motivation and being basically helping people be productive and live a healthier lifestyle when you're really busy for entrepreneurs. And then I also have a column in Health Magazine, which is all about fitness and ways to be fit, different fitness routines, diet, stuff like that. And then, of course, my second book is called Strong as a New Skinny, which is really all about, like, taking your fitness to the next level and really changing the idea of what it is to be fit and healthy, and making your goal about strength and things that are achievable versus just, you know, skinny. I think that that's kind of an old way of kind of people are,
right, okay.
I think it used to, go ahead.
You know, I wanted to say, so I read your book, and that's you really couldn't have said it better, because, you know, so many people in fitness are focused on what the end result is. And I read your book, and what struck me about it is how easy the things that you talk about are to integrate into your life, because the idea that someone's going to stop what they're doing, go to the gym and spend 4 hours there to get fit is ridiculous. You have all these incredible tips and ways to sort of work in fitness into your life.
My whole philosophy is based around maximizing your efforts in the minimum amount of time and really not really having to, like, my first book was called No Gym Required, which was all about, of course, the same message, which is always the same, which is kind of like ways to integrate fitness into your life easily that works for you. And you can really get just the same quality of workout being at your home as you do going to a gym if you're doing things properly. And you can also eliminate the half an hour, 40 minutes, whatever drive time it takes to get there, and of course all the costs that come with it. And making small changes in your life, tweaking your lifestyle just a little bit here and there, adds to big, big change. So really, it's about just kind of like taking shortcuts to get to the best version of yourself and to be the healthiest version of yourself. And I like the idea of people like having goals, like how much stronger they can be, or, you know, pushing themselves that way versus like focusing on something like being skinny, because, you know, the reality is not everybody can be skinny, but everyone can be strong.
Fantastic. Okay, well, the reason I think that you're such an incredible guest that I want to have you back is because several of my topics have content that really affects a lot of the things that you do and that you're into. You know, one of the things I talk about in my anti-aging dentistry is hormone replacement. And a lot of what you do is it has a strong interaction with my theory and my ideas of something like HGH precursors or antecedents. And that's something I'm going to talk about in another show, but that can affect everything and especially your workouts. So I'm pretty excited.
And also, as you get older, you're going to probably talk about at some point, your HGH does decline, and that affects everything in your body as well.
Yeah, that's right. Well, your HGH actually peaks at the age of 17, if that isn't disappointing enough to hear. But
Oh my gosh, that is very disappointing.
Sorry. But I've got some natural, great, and incredible ways that you can boost your HGH. In addition to, as you know, that you state very, very clearly on all your material, is that exercise is really the key to boosting your immune system and your overall health. So I'm really excited to bring out some of these topics that I think people may have heard of, you know, here, there, and other places, but they don't really understand, you know, the details. And what I want to do, what I want to bring to wellness dentistry is I want to encapsulate all this noise that you hear out there in the world, and I want to really refine it and bring out and give back the most concise and clear, easy-to-incorporate message so that whatever topic we're discussing, you've got a take-home message. And that's my, you know, one of my mandates of the show is I want everybody who listens to it to walk away with something that they can incorporate into their life. So,
Jennifer, it's only
Now this is only a half hour show because I told all of my friends I'm going to make it as interesting and exciting as possible in a half hour because an hour is a long time to commit to listen to a podcast.
So what can I give you in the next 5 minutes? What kind of interesting tidbit can I give you?
Let's have one tip to give our listeners that they can do right now, today or tomorrow, they can incorporate to make them just healthier and just one bit better.
I'll give you something super easy that anyone can do starting like tonight or tomorrow. How about when you wake up in the morning, tomorrow when you wake up, try doing just a basic 10 push-ups. You can do it on your knees or you can do it on your toes, but it's a good way to kind of get your blood flowing, starting off the day right with doing something that's for you that is in a basically that's going to kind of help you get to your goal. And anyone, it takes you 20 seconds, it takes you 30 seconds. I think anyone can find the time. If you have time to brush your teeth, you have time to do 10 push-ups. And then we can move on from there.
I love it. I think that's so great because that could really get your day going. And, you know, I know 10 push-ups doesn't sound like a lot, but if you do it and you haven't been doing push-ups, you sure feel it right away, don't you?
100%. And also, like, it's about little wins, baby steps. You know, I'm not going to tell somebody tomorrow to run a marathon, but if you start with something that's, you know, kind of that not only is achievable, but is it's very easy to kind of incorporate because it takes such a small amount of time. You're not even leaving your bedroom by that point, that it will set your day off on the right foot. And the idea would be that the next choices, the next decisions you'll make, you'll be much more cognizant to make a healthy one.
Wow. Okay, Jennifer, you are a superstar. So I know, you know, I read your Forbes magazine articles all the time, and there's always something really interesting and exciting to incorporate into your life. And so anybody can find Jennifer Cohen at jennifercohen.com, just like it should be. Look her up. Her website's incredible.
Or at the real Jen Cohen.
The real Jen Cohen. Oh, well, there you go. Okay, I learned something.
The real Jen Cohen is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter and all that.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, Jennifer, I want to thank you so much for being on my show. It really means a lot to me to have, first of all, somebody who is as dynamic as you are and who's, you know, as well-read, well-traveled, and an expert in your field. It really makes me feel like I'm starting off like my 10 push-ups on the right foot to getting going with my radio career. Yeah.
Well, you've got a great job. I'm impressed. Howard Stern should be watching out for you. You're going to be nipping at his heels pretty soon.
Right, and I've got better hair than he's got, that's for sure.
Well, there you go. So you're on the right track right there.
Okay. Jennifer, thank you so much. I'm going to say goodbye to you. We're almost out of time. And everyone, look her up. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much. If listeners want to call in to future shows, we've got a number for you. It's 347-857-3670. You can find it on Facebook and all kinds of other places where anybody under the age of 21 has a hard time figuring out. So I want to sign out by saying my most notable line that I haven't said yet is that all dentistry is cosmetic. We can't separate what looks good from what feels good. It's just impossible. So when you go to your dentist and then you say, is it necessary? Is it cosmetic? Is this functional? The answer really is that all dentistry is cosmetic. Our mouths are much too integrated into who we are as people for us to be able to separate something like that. That's an insurance phrase. That doesn't count in who we are. Your mouth is a giant part of who you are as a person. It's all the things that make wellness dentistry important to everybody. So I'm just about out of time. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I really promise to give you some incredible and exciting topics. And please look us up at modernamericandentistry.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all of that stuff. And I can't wait to hear what some of my viewers would want to have me talk about. So I'm pretty excited. And on that note, I'm going to sign out. It's been great talking to you all. All dentistry is cosmetic.
Thanks for listening to Get Your Smile On with Dr. Joel Gold. Keep smiling and tune in next time to listen to Dr. Joel Gold reveal the secrets of cosmetic dentistry and wellness.
Hello.
ForRadio.com.